Ken Holland has worked at Ball State University and once led the American University of Afghanistan. He believes that the United States has had difficulty reaching out to Afghani citizens in its nearly 20 years of military action in the country.
We built institutions and we educated a whole new generation of people with a modern outlook. We succeeded in that. The failure was in winning over the hearts and minds of the people.
Bibi Barami is an Afghan woman who is now a Muncie resident. She started the charity organization Afghan Women's and Kids Education and Necessities, or AWAKEN. And she says not all action in the country has led to progress.
We were doing fine before the Soviet invaded. We were getting modernized, we were learning, everybody. We got behind probably 100 years more by people trying to help us.
Barami hopes to work with Muncie Mayor Dan Reinhauer to take in some of the 5,000 refugees temporarily staying at Indiana's Camp Atterbury. Reinhauer was a panelist at Thursday's event, but admitted that he had not come to speak about his own experiences, but rather to learn more about the struggles of the Afghani people.
I know that Muncie is a welcoming, giving, caring community, and as I continue to gather information, Bibi and I have talked, and we're just going to see what can be done.
In Muncie, Emily Guffey, IPR News.